Shalom Aleichem, Abiyaf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Baba Basra Kuf Tes, Baba Basra 109b, pagination is 218. In the Mishnah, in last session that began the Perek, we discussed the laws of Torah inheritance, and one of the critical considerations is the concept that mishpachas eim ena kruya mishpacha, that people who are related through the mother for the purposes of inheritance, that's not going to be considered a relation that's going to cause inheritance. So that, for example, if you have two brothers and they are brothers only through the mother, they're from different marriages as far as the fathers go, then mishpacha same ena kruya mishpacha, and they are not considered related for purposes of inheritance. We find this rule actually presented on today's daf. It's about 13 lines down. Amar Rava, Rava said, Amar Kro, it's based on a pasuk, mi mishpachto v'yarash osa. Yerusha is based on mishpacha, on family, and the type of family relation that we're referring to, mishpachas av kruya mishpacha, mishpachas em ena kruya mishpacha, it has to be the father's family, dechsiv, as we learned, lemishpachosam leves avosam, that family in such a context is compared to the pasuk that tells us that the families were based on the father's family. Obviously, there will be cases where women will inherit, but the Gemara is presenting it. It's not the family link, wouldn't be through the mother. The Gemara proceeds, and this is what I'd like to focus on different cases where there are two Shvatim, tribes, families, to which a person is attributed. And one of the easy answers would be that his father's family is one Shevet, and his mother's family is the other Shevet, and that's why we have two different Shvatim to which the person is attributed. We have this famous example is in Megillas Esther, where Mordechai is presented as Ish Yehudi, a person, Yehudi, it sounds like he's from Yehuda, from that tribe. And the pasuk concludes, Ish Yemini, he's from Yemini, which would refer to Binyamin, a different tribe. And one answer certainly is Aviv, from one tribe, and Imo, from a different tribe. And that's the presentation in Megillah, Yud Beis Amid Beis, Aviv mi Binyamin v'ima mi Yehuda. His father was from Binyamin and his mother was from Yehuda, and therefore on some level he was from both. And that would be this question, Mishpachas Eim. Are we including the Mishpacha of the mother as that Shevet to which the person should be attributed? So we'll come back to the case of Mordechai in a moment, but let's proceed with our Gemara's presentation. The Gemara asks, Mishpacha same ena kruya mishpacha. Really, the mother's family is not called the family, the Shevet. Vaksiv, there's a pasuk, by something called Pesel Micha. There was a certain idol that existed in the Jewish people, and they took a person, and that's what this pasuk is about, as their priest. Vayihi na'ar mi beis lechem Yehuda mi mishpachas Yehuda. There was a person from the family of Yehuda that was chosen. Vehu Levi, and he's a Levi. And the question is, we don't understand, is he a Yehuda tribe person or a Levi tribe person? And the Gemara answers two lines later, one approach, Elo lav da'avua mi Levi v'imei mi Yehuda, must be his father was from Levi, his mother was from Yehuda, and that's why he's considered from both tribes. And that's one approach. But the Gemara proceeds, and this is really the way we understand it, that Mishpachas Eim is not the family that the person is going to be attributed to, although it may make impact in lineage from a Zuchus perspective in Shaduchim, but in terms of lineage from Mishpacha, from inheritance, from these types of things, the mother is not going to be the link, as a link as a mother. If the mother is a child of somebody, there's going to be inheritance, but she's not linking as the family of mother. The Gemara explains four lines up from the bottom. I'm sorry, four lines up from the wide. Yehonasan ben Gershon ben Moshe, hu uvanav hayu kohanim l'shevet hadoni. This person, his name was Yehonasan. He was the son of Gershom, the son of Moshe. And he was a Kohen to the Shevet Hadoni. He was a Kohen, he was a priest to this thing that they had going by Shevet Don on this topic called Pesel Micha. Now you'll notice that the Pasuk says Menashe, but it means Moshe. If you look at the original Pasuk in the Navi, the Nun is written funny, and the word Menashe is the way it looks, so to speak, but it's written very oddly. The Nun is very odd, so that you'll know that really it's supposed to be Moshe. As the Gemara explains, V'chibem Menashehu v'alo ben Moshehu. We know that this person was Yonasan ben Gershom ben Moshe. Why are we putting in the word Menashe here? Ela mitoch sha'asa ma'isa Menashe. Sometimes people are called based on their behavior. It's attributed, so to speak, even though they're not relatives to that particular person. It's attributed that he's a clone of that person, so to speak. He's following in that person's footsteps. And therefore, Menashe, who's actually a person who lived later and was a king of Yehuda, who promoted Avodah Zarah, so Talu Akasa B'Menashe, this person is attributed to the school of thought of Menashe. Hachanami, says the Gemara, once we've introduced this concept that a person can be called by the name of what he's attributed to his behavior, Sha'asa Ma'isa Menashe, Da'asim Yehuda Talo Akasa B'Yehuda, so Menashe came from Yehuda, and therefore this person, Yehonasan, is considered from Yehuda in a bad way, because there were people from Yehuda who did bad. And Menashe is what he's attributed to, and that's how it's presented. But really, he's a Levi, just like Moshe was a Levi, and he's from that family. Amar Rav Yechonon Mishum Rav Shimon ben Yochi, we find this concept, Mikan Shetol Nesakal Kala B'Mekulkol, that we attribute bad to bad. And an example of this on the next line is Vigam Hu Toav Toar Me'ohud, Adoniya was also very handsome, Ve'osa Yolda Achar Rav Shalom, and he was born after Rav Shalom. The Gemara asks, one has nothing to do with the other. Adoniya, who makes a rebellion in the beginning of the book of Malachim, is Ben Chagis, one wife of David. Rav Shalom is Ben Ma'acha, a different wife of David. But he acted like Avshalom, morad b'malchus, he rebelled against the king, t'loa kosav b'Avshalom, so he's linked to Avshalom, and that's what the Gemara maintains. This is not a lineage thing, this is a link of behavior. And this person was a Levi, but he's described as being from Yehuda, because Menashe was from Yehuda, and his behavior with the idol bit was like Menashe. And the Pasuk wants to say Moshe, but doesn't want to say Moshe because that's disrespectful to Moshe that he had such a grandson. So we play a little linguistic game, and the extra nun there is to say that he's like Menashe, but it's written funny so that you know really it's Moshe, this Creek Siv concept, that it looks like the way it's read. It looks like the way it's written, but it's read according to our tradition the way we know it really is. So it looks like Menashe, but really the grandfather was Moshe. Let's get back to Mordechai. The Gemara Megillah Yud Gimel, after the possibility that it's following his mother's Shevet, and that's not really the way we present it in final understanding. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Le'olam Binyamin Asi, Mordechai was from Binyamin. V'amai kari le'Yehudi, why is he called Yehudi? Al Shem Shekofar ba'Avodah Zorah, because he rejected Avodah Zorah. Because Jews are called Yehudim, and a person who goes against Avodah Zorah is really championing the theme of being a Yehudi, and therefore Mordechai is called a Yehudi. What's interesting over here is that on some level, the name Yehuda is being associated both with Menashe, Avodah Zorah, and the name Yehuda, and its derivative Yehudi, a noble Jew, is attributed to Kofar b'Avodah Zorah, rejecting Avodah Zorah. And perhaps what's going on over here is that the tribe of Yehuda were trendsetters. They were leaders. And sometimes a person has the capacity to go good, and sometimes a person has the capacity to go bad. And a person who is a leader does so in extremes. And either he leads the people in a bad way or leads the people in a good way. And when he does so, we say, Yehudi, oh, he's acting Yehuda-ish, because he's affecting the people in such a dynamic way. In the case of Menashe, it was bad, and therefore Yehonasan ben Gershom ben Moshe is attributed to Menashe and to Yehuda. And Mordechai, who did so for the good by rejecting Avodah Zorah of Haman, is also going to be referred to as Yehudi, but in this case, the quintessential Yehuda, the way it's supposed to be, noble Jew acting, affirming against Avodah Zorah. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.